This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Pastor. Behind the Black, subscriptions and donations, you're very generous to sustain Bob as we push into 26 with SpaceX big ambitions, NASA big ambitions. Private space are the biggest of all. And we go now immediately to big space China because there's trouble. Gee, Bob, I can't imagine why. They copied the wrong part again.
Well, China a few years ago did an anti-satellite test explosion in space where they destroyed one of their satellites. The result was a gigantic amount of space junk in the orbits that space stations generally fly. And guess who has been putting up and launching astronauts to a space station? China. They've got the Tiangong 3 space station in orbit, and they've been occupying it continuously now for the last like 3-4 years. Well, they sent up a new crew last week, which meant this, the old crew could come back, and it was supposed to come back earlier this week. But guess what? They can't come back at the moment because China has revealed that a suspected impact from some space debris has damaged the capsule, and they're assessing the situation. They haven't given us any specifics. We don't know where. We don't know how big. We don't know how bad the damage is. But the crew at the moment is stranded. They don't want to use this capsule until they've got a better idea what's going on. They have supplies on the station. So China has an assembly line of new capsules like Russia, so they could send up an unmanned capsule to dock and dump the old one to give these guys a way down. But they have not told us what they're going to do, John. And this is kind of like Russia with its damaged Soyuz. China has, and China probably caused this problem with its anti-satellite explosion test.
Bob, the Charlie Brown comic strip, do you remember it enough? Isn't Pigpen the one who's always in a cloud of dust?
Yes, that's right, John.
That's the Chinese space program. That's what it is. It drops rockets on people. It damages capsules. It steals the wrong parts. I'm just mentioning. It's kind of charming that it gets everything wrong eventually. We're going exploring. The ambition is to explore Mars with a helicopter. Whose idea is this, Bob?
Well, I don't know, but I'm speculating here. As you know, I like to troll through the Mars Reconnaissance Orbiter images, high resolution images for cool images. And I came across one that was labeled candidate. What was it labeled? I'm sorry. Let me get the name right. Characterized possible rotorcraft landing site. Rotorcraft, that's like Ingenuity, a helicopter. And I looked at the location. This is not the first image that they've taken. They've been in other places on Mars. But this image was located in a really intriguing location, right in the middle of the candidate landing zone that SpaceX has for its Starship spaceship. In other words, somebody is looking into places on Mars for possibly flying a helicopter on Starship when it goes to Mars. That's what I anticipate here, John. Doesn't surprise me. Starship, once it starts flying operationally, is going to create gigantic opportunities for many people, scientists, commercial companies, for doing things in space cheaply. And considering SpaceX wants to send a lot of Starships to Mars over the next half decade or so, this doesn't surprise me that some scientists are actually looking into this possibility. Most intriguing, John, and it says that the future of space exploration is truly going to be amazing.
Didn't I hear the trillionaire the other day throw a temper tantrum and say, we're going to go to Moon and Mars on our own. We don't need your money to Washington. Didn't he say that?
That's Elon Musk. He basically implied that, yes. And it's absolutely true. No one else is saying this right now because I'm always 2 or 3 years ahead of everybody else, John. They'll say it in 2 or 3 years. But right now, the American space program is not NASA. The American space program is SpaceX, funded entirely with its own revenue from Starlink, building Starship Super Heavy to go to Mars. And in the interim, Elon Musk will probably go to the moon, will go to the moon as well, both for NASA and himself. That's the American space program.
And where's he going to get the money? From me. The mini mobile just arrived today in a big box from SpaceX. That allows me to use his satellites anywhere I am, not just at my studio. We go now from SpaceX to solar activity. Any change in the weather, Bob? We have about
This is my monthly update on the solar cycle of sunspots. And right now, for the last 2 months, an amazing thing has happened, John, that has not happened for the last 2 decades since I've been doing this, which is the sun is actually behaving as the scientists predicted. They have consistently gotten their predictions wrong for the last two decades, the last two solar cycles. But for the last 2 months, at least, for just 2 months, the sun has actually been doing what they predicted. It's ramping down from maximum as they predicted. And so it does look like the solar maximum is over. This, of course, affects climate. We don't really understand it, and we need to if we're going to understand what the climate's doing.
Bob Zimmerman, he keeps the website Behind the Black. This is November, and your subscriptions and especially your donations are most generous and much appreciated.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.